The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back a fine guest live via Zoom. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair, Ben Wickler. Ben, welcome back.
Great to be back with you, Groot.
I got to tell you, I was reunited with the old friend of the show today, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Hadn't seen him in quite some time. He was relatively cordial, all things considered, shook my hand. But Ben, by the time I tried to ask him a second question at the news conference, he was already cutting me off and saying, doesn't anybody else have a question? Now, the first question I leveled at the U.S. Senator from Wisconsin was regarding, let's call it the inopportune thing he said yesterday to a local TV station, said something to the effect, you know, parents are for raising kids. Society should basically say, screw the kids. That was my interpretation. I paraphrase. I asked him today, and all Ron could basically do is, well, of course, there should be a social safety net, but we can't afford to increase the deficit to take care of our kids, and then turned around and bragged about the Trump tax cuts.
Ron Johnson says, you're on your own to parents trying to raise kids, working parents trying to raise kids. But when it comes to helping himself, he is only too happy to ladle out trillions of dollars in tax cuts to himself and his biggest donors. His biggest donors, three people, two families that put $20 million into his campaign in 2016. The next year, they got a $200 million tax cut paid for by you and me and everyone else who listens to this show. And then he won't lift a finger to help the working people of our state, of our country, who funded those tax cuts. He says you're on your own. And you know what? He also tried to block the stimulus checks, the child tax credit, everything that actually goes to working people, to parents. He's against it. If it goes to him, he's for it. I detect a pattern.
Well, here's the new pattern. Before Ron met the press, he met with a number of angry parents, as he described them, and they all met masklessly in Dane County in Madison in a office building on the Far East Side. And Ron didn't wear a mask either, so I guess, you know, it's all equal, COVID spreading and all that kind of stuff. But the angry parents, apparently, Ben, they're all outraged that we would try to keep their kids safe in the public schools, that we would try to, you know, have them wear masks or get vaccinated. It might be occasionally necessary to go virtual, but the most important issue with these parents, we're trying to teach their kids critical race theory. It was a big, big problem in Ron Johnson's opinion.
You know, Ron Johnson, he said, quote, I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children. But then the next day, it seems that he's in charge of making sure that nobody learns history in this country. Nobody learns any facts that might be challenging or make them feel uncomfortable, or learn law school material, which is what critical race theory actually is. He is part of this propaganda operation that spreads conspiracy theories about what's being taught in our schools or how to avoid COVID or what happened on January 6th. They spread the conspiracy theories, and then they talk to people who've heard him spreading the conspiracy theories, and they say, he says, people are outraged. He says, people are asking questions. I'm just trying to give a voice to it. It's this self-perpetuating bubble of misinformation, and all of it serves one big purpose, which is to distract the public from the fact that he is fleecing all of us. Whether you're white, black, or brown, live in rural areas or cities or suburbs, he is taking from the middle class and giving to the very rich. And that is his only significant legislative achievement as a senator, is that tax break for the wealthiest.
But Ben Wickler, you're a Dem. You would characterize it that way. I would characterize Ron's attitude at times as sort of thinly veiled racism. Because when Ron's talking about other people's kids, he's not talking about his kids or his grandkids. He's not talking about upper middle class white kids. He's talking about the welfare state. And he, you know, is just short of whistling the welfare mamas that Reagan used to whistle. But we know this from Ron's prior statements on things like the Capitol 6 insurrection. When Ron said, well, I knew these were the true patriots. Well, they were clearly violent. We've seen the videos. But Ron said if it had been Black Lives Matter protesters, well, then he would have been really concerned. I mean, Ron doesn't come out there and say, well, you know, maybe I'm a little racist. He uses the cover of the Joseph Project. That's his one size fits all cover for I'm not a racist. But a lot of what he says comes off to me as thinly veiled racism. What's your opinion, Ben?
So the term in politics is racist dog whistling. A dog whistle is something, you know, you blow the whistle and only the dogs can hear it. He makes comments that appeal to people who might harbor racial resentment or racism in ways that he knows that they will tune into exactly what he's saying. And then he tries to give himself cover. Oh, of course, I wasn't meaning that. I mean, look at Juneteenth, the historic celebration of when word of the emancipation of enslaved Americans reached the final group of folks in Galveston, Texas. The proposal came forward to make that a federal holiday. He argued against it. He argued people don't need another federal holiday. He was adamant that this should not happen. Now, for people that are racist and they think that Juneteenth is a day of sadness instead of a positive day, they thought, oh boy, Ron Johnson is sticking up for us. This is great. And then Ron Johnson showed up at the Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee and had people, you know, following around, taking pictures of him, interacting with, you know, people selling things, and they were polite to him. And he said, everyone was so nice to me, except those mean Democrats who booed me at the Juneteenth celebration. The random people were so cruel to me. Well, I don't know why they were so mad, because he opposed making this a holiday. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's trying to incite racism, to pit people against each other so that he can get away with his personal self-serving agenda.
Well, Ben, before Ron stepped out of the building and out to the press conference, I greeted the senator, and it'd been a while, and he did shake my hand, but then he kind of gave me a twisted smile and said, I thought you were a media tracker. Are you on their side? And I'm thinking, yeah, Ron, I kind of am. I'm rooting against you. Although, you know, not in any sort of official capacity. Ben, we've obviously got a lot of good Dems that would like to challenge Ron. And I know some of the candidates are trying to gain traction. They'd like to see the Democratic Party organize candidate debates, let's say. But when there's 11 candidates, it's hard for the party to dictate somebody's schedule to them. So how does that work, Ben? What is the role helping to sort out the primary field of the Democratic Party?
So we're required by our Constitution to be neutral in the primary at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And for that reason, you know, the party didn't host debates in 2018. We won't host debates this time. But I want candidates to get their message out. And I know, you know, they'll each make the case for why they're the best. Now, the Wisconsin Association of Broadcasters host debates. You here on Devil Radio, you know, it's up to you if you want to host forums or debates or what have you. But I don't want the party to be in the business of saying there's a first tier and a second tier, or we're going to, you know, cut off this or that candidate after speaking for a minute. Like that puts us in a position where it's hard to just do the thing that we're best at, which is build the statewide organizing infrastructure to make absolutely sure that whoever comes out of the primary can win that general election and retire Ron Johnson from the Senate.
Well, Ben, I know you've had a huge fundraising call this year relative to the Republicans. You're doing better than they are. If people want to support the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, want to give, you know, a little something for the effort, $27 or something, Ben, how would they do so?
Go to wisdems.org/Ron Johnson. You can see his mug right up there on our website, wisdems.org/Ron Johnson or wisdems.org/donate. And also go to wisdems.org/volunteer, because we are organizing virtual phone banks all the time to call people and tell them they can request their absentee ballot for this whole year right now. And we'll be knocking on doors as it gets a little warmer here too. So there are things to do to win this race.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler, thank you for joining us on the Devil's Advocates. Thank you all for listening to this fine show. We think it was a fine one. Thank you, John Nichols. Stick around. The Earl Ingram Show is next. Take care, Ben.